for Aaron Hernandez to be in jail for life for what he did, listen, we got to own up to our mistakes. Don't matter who you are. You have to.
It's the future, future, future.
It's a sad story to me, like, all the way around when you look at it, because his daughter, that's the one that I feel probably the worst for, is his daughter. Mm-hmm. She really never got a chance to know who her dad was, and now she has to live growing up because her mom, she's old enough. Yeah, she's going to deal with what she has to deal with, but now when she gets to the age of going to the school and people know who she is, yeah, and yep, walking into school and people like, your dad did this.
Your dad's a murderer.
Yeah,
your
I mean,
yeah, and it's also such a shame, as he had a chance. He could have, I mean, he's a borderline Hall of Fame player if he gets through the right team.
He was on the right team.
Yeah, but I think eventually he probably wants to go somewhere.
No, I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think if he was on the right team, right, and on the right team to be able to be successful, and we're talking about maybe multiple Super Bowl championships.
Oh, definitely.
Because
I mean, they've won two since he's been gone.
You add him to the mix. I mean, that's what gets me. Is it's a sad story all the way around, but as a football fan, I think that he had the ability to be something that was truly special, and we never really got to see his full potential. That's what upsets me about that side. On the other side, he was involved in something where he took somebody's life.
Yeah, he killed somebody.
And you go back to why? Because right before that, he was given so much. The Patriots just, they said, listen, we're going to invest in you even more. We're going to give you more money because we believe in you. This dude had a deal with Reebok. I mean, and listen, not only that, Hernandez, the last name, and where the NFL was headed at that time of having games over in Mexico, broadening their horizons, expanding the game, he could have been the face. He could have been the face for Hispanic culture, the game, moving the game forward, expanding the game. And so that's where it looked like it was heading. Next thing you know, if somebody knows what you did or something that you were doing and you feel that's going to jeopardize your pockets, your life, and you're already in a dark place, like Ernie said, that right there will drive you to do something dark. And that's what it did. He was trying to protect what he just got. So we're talking about millions of dollars. And to that vision and that picture, that image you get of him walking out of his house, getting with cops, both armed, white shirt on, handcuffed,
can't see the hands of the cuffs, shirt over
anything.
The arms.
He's leaving his family last time. And so it's to me, I go back to all the families. I go back to Odin Lloyd's family, and they lost somebody. Yeah. They never get a chance to talk to their son, their brother. You know, that gets me. And then his daughter. His daughter is going to have to live with this. And I don't know.
It's actually kind of selfish.
Yeah, very selfish. When you think about it, it was all about him. And the reason that I get upset is because he didn't have to live that life. We all have choices. We all have choices. Doesn't matter.
He had actually made it. Like,
you was on the precipice of greatness. Like, you were there, brother. You did what 95% of the black boys in the city want to do. You played sports, made it, and were super good at it. And then that also leads me to how long had he been doing that? Was it all through college? Was it through high school? Was it, you know what I'm saying? Like, was it something that started so far back?
Yeah, it goes back, man. It goes back. And you start to, you know, as people start digging, and I think with my tweet, it was more of because I'm very conscious of what I put out on Twitter. And so this morning when I saw it, when I woke up, I said I wanted to put something out there, but I want to do it in a way where people aren't thinking that I'm mocking this guy or I'm laughing at the situation or I'm bagging on him for a guy that just passed away. But I wanted to put it out there in a way, in a serious form that was, yo, it's not a joke. And package it for people so they could see it. And that's where it started to gain steam on Twitter. And I'm getting people that are hitting me up. And I'm responding to people saying, no, man, it's a sad story. But it's a story that I want to know more about because it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And guess what? Now it's probably not going to make even more sense because we don't have the person still alive to be able to tell us either why or tell us about himself, why he did it. So it's going to be a weird story. But then people are like, well, I don't think ESPN is going to touch that story. What do you mean? They did OJ in America. They touched that story. Listen, we're talking about the biggest story when we talk about sports that has to do with sports or entwined with sports because it's a sports figure. I mean, that captivated not just the United States, the world. And that was before Twitter. That was before the internet. That was the biggest story. You remember where you were? I remember where I was. I was one of three African-American students at St. Vital High School sitting inside of the lunchroom waiting for the verdict.
I can tell you
where I was. And listen, didn't understand how I should act. I didn't know if I should be happy, and I didn't know if I should be sad because of all the stuff that I was hearing. All the stuff that I was hearing from both sides, I didn't know how to be. And I remember that awkward moment when I heard not guilty. I was like,
he was already deep into what he was doing. He was deep into all that stuff. And I think once you start talking about, already a mental state that's not settled, mm-hmm. and then adding drugs to that and adding the fact that, I think sometimes we forget about football and the game that, I played growing up and, my dad played and thousands of other people have played. And the mindset that you have to be when you walk onto that football field to some people are able to turn it off when they walk off the football field. Some people are on 10 all the time. Mm-hmm. And he seemed like he was a guy that was on 10 all the time. And so that right there is a recipe for disaster when you walk off that football field. And you get this, well, I don't want somebody to get over me on the football field. I'm going to get back. I'm going to find him on a crossing route. I'm going to try to hit him, or I'm going to catch the ball. And that first person I look towards is that linebacker. I'm going to go right at him. He's going to feel all this. Almost the same thing off the field. Oh, this dude knows about what I was doing. Right. Nah, he can't mess this up. I'm the bank. I'm the reason why we're living in this big house. I'm the reason why that Reebok deal and those shoes are coming to the house every single month. I'm the reason why everybody gets a chance to do what they want to do. I'm the reason why we go out to the club. I'm the one buying everything. Like, I'm the reason why people are coming to me asking me for a loan. I'm the bank. So he didn't want to mess that up. But you think about it. So think about it. He didn't want to mess that up. He went that far into taking somebody's life. That's how much he was fearing losing everything, but not understanding because he wasn't mentally right. That, listen, he was going to lose everything anyway. So hold up. So let's go back. I know he was found not guilty on those two murders, but before all that, I was thinking in my head that, listen, he might have did it once, so why wouldn't he do it again? As athletes, most of the time, Ernie and I talked about this all the time. Athletes believe that they are above the law at some point. Invincible, above the law. And they don't realize that at the end of the day, we are all the same people, right? We're all people. Mm-hmm. We all have rights. And we all should be respectful of other people. Even though it might not be what we feel, be respectful. I tell my son that every single day. Like, you don't have to be nice to be friends with everybody, but respect other people, man. They're going to like other things. They might not like baseball. They might not like soccer. They might like volleyball, but respect it, bro. That's not what you like. So you go back to, watching, man, yeah, if I can get off, yeah, I mean, listen, I got off a couple tickets. Let's be real, because of who I was. And if you keep
thinking... You are Jared Payton.
No, but I'm just saying, though, if you start thinking that, like, oh, I can get off. I got off three times before. Well, yeah, you're going to keep speeding. You ain't slowing down. Why? Because two times before they let you off, why aren't they going to let you off this time? And you find yourself on that treadmill of, like, you keep running. You're not really going anywhere. Yeah, dude, I just ran 5 miles. Yeah. On a treadmill, you didn't run to. So it's over and over. It's like the rat race, man. And you just find yourself waiting till you either fall off, you trip, and he tripped.
And it was
he went shooting off the back. Listen, like he was running and he's like went flying off the back of the tree.
It's a hard fall, man.
Is it sad though? Is it really sad for somebody that
it's not, to me
it's sad when it's a young kid who grew up in the ghetto with nothing. Absolutely no father, no mother. And he sold And he hustled because that's how he fed his younger brothers and sisters. Like that's what he had to do. That to me is sad. A guy that has it. And has things and went to a great college and has a great family behind him and has mom and dad and brothers and everyone at home and decides to go and sell drugs and kill people? Is that sad?
It's not
sad. Or is that dumbness?
No, the story is sad. Do I feel bad for him? He put himself in that situation. He's a grown man. Right. Like, he put himself in that situation.
I can't feel bad because he had every chance in the world.
But is it a sad story? Yeah, because all the other people that Ernie just talked about, they're also involved as well. His mom and dad, who didn't raise him
that. Yeah.
Right, that's my thing. They didn't raise him like that. That's not you. Like, you did this.
They didn't raise him like that. His significant other and his daughter, they didn't ask for that.
Nah.
Is a story sad? Yeah. Do I feel bad for Aaron Hernandez to be in jail for life for what he did? Listen, we all gotta own up to our mistakes. Don't matter who you are. You have to. And do I feel bad? I feel bad about the story. It's a sad story all the way around for everybody. Odin Lloyd's family. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Because he didn't ask for that. It's a sad story. And I look at it and I just pray for everybody that's involved, and hopefully, at one point, that they can feel some peace.
Yeah.
Because you're searching. You know what I'm saying? As a family member, can you imagine searching for, thinking, why did this happen? And you want the answer. You want the answer why it happened, and you'll never get that answer.
Never.
That's difficult. I start thinking about Todd Heap, the tight end who killed his daughter, ran over his daughter, and people. He's got to live with that for the rest of his life. It's a crazy world. We got to figure it out. And I think being respectful of one another is where we need to start.
Down in distance. Down in distance.